Stock prices plummeted yesterday after a report showing consumer spending down in September. Investors unloading stocks erased Thursday's sharp gains as they became more concerned that any economic recovery is very fragile. Meanwhile, a new study says yesterday's White House figures showing that the economic stimulus funds have helped create and save more than 640,000 jobs paint only a partial picture. Danielle Carson reports.
The Center for Budget Policy and Priorities says the good news is the stimulus money flowing to states and individuals has helped save or create hundreds of thousands of jobs. But the study says the White House report is incomplete. It doesn't reflect the more than $30 billion in stimulus funds that have gone towards people receiving jobless benefits and food stamps.
They spend that money quickly. It gets into the hands of shopkeepers in their neighborhood who are then able to save jobs in their shops. That helps the community from sinking deeper into a recession than it otherwise would have.
Meanwhile, a report out from the Labor Department shows that employment costs went up slightly, 1.5%, which means businesses are still skittish about hiring. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News.